The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
Send me free.
Jesus' mission was to comfort those who mourn, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and open prison doors for those who are bound. For those who want more than status quo Christianity has to offer, Blazing Grace Radio begins now. And here is your host, Mike Janung.
Hi, this is Sandy. Mike is out this week, so he asked me to go ahead and host the show, which I feel incredibly blessed. Hosting the show is something that's very dear to me. As Mike talks about in many of his shows and programs and writings, he talks about the importance of a prayer partner or accountability partner, that as believers, we should meet at least once a week with a fellow brother or sister so that we can, you know, just share and grow in our relationship with the Lord and ask somebody that we can talk to about anything. So with that, he asked me to go ahead and host the show. And in that, I invited someone who is very dear to me, and she is my prayer partner. And so I want to welcome a very dear, sweet person that means a lot to me. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you, Sandy. It's a pleasure to be here. And the feeling is mutual. I really am blessed to have you for a prayer partner.
Thank you. Well, I was hoping that you and I, you know, we talk a lot. But on this radio show, I'd like us to talk about how we find having a sister who's walking with the Lord, what a benefit that is. And, you know, maybe if you don't mind sharing a little bit, or I can share however we want to do this, about how we met and how God pretty much put us together as prayer partners. Would you mind sharing a little bit?
Sure. Blazing Grace came to our church twice now, and we just really connected with what they believe and how open they are about purity and walking in purity. It's something that our church is passionate about, which I'm very thankful for. And Sandy and I just hit it off. We're probably both the kind of people that are just very open and honest about things. So I really connect with that. If someone is just open and they don't have anything to hide, I really connect with that. And it's just kind of amazing how it's been 3 years now that we've been prayer partners and how it just kind of fell into place. I always pray for my husband and children and myself that we would have godly fellowship and people that we can be real and honest with, and we don't have to wear a mask and hide anything. And so Sandy's been an answer to prayer with that. And God has put people in our life. He provides when, if you're ready to just open up about things and not be hiding anything, pray about a prayer partner or a mentor. It's a beautiful thing, and it's amazing how God provides. And Sandy and I's relationship has grown and changed in different ways from when we first started. It's a safe place to be able to talk about anything. And if I have a moment where I need prayer, I can just text her, and she's on it, and it was kind of amazing. Probably, I don't know, about a year ago or so, my husband and I had been working through something. I don't even remember what it was, but so I just messaged her and asked her to pray, and it was so amazing. Like, almost immediately after that, it was like the clouds cleared, and we were, my husband and I were able to communicate about whatever the issue was in a way that we hadn't been able to for 3 days prior. And it was just, it's that moment of humbling myself and reaching out for prayer that I feel like God blesses that. And because so often when we're not reaching out, there's pride in the way. And when we do choose to humble ourselves, He provides, and it's awesome. But sometimes we have to struggle for a while before we reach out and before we're humble enough or broken enough to actually ask for prayer. But it's just great to have that person that I can, and I don't do it very often. I mean, I have church ladies that I'm very blessed to be able to ask for prayer also. But it's just really nice to have a safe place to be able to talk anything and everything. I think we talk like every 2 weeks on Friday or something like that. And usually we talk for over an hour or longer. And sometimes just in our conversation, things will come up that I didn't even realize that maybe I had been struggling with. Sandy will ask me how I'm doing, like, how are you really doing? Not just when you're at the grocery store and somebody asks you how you're doing, you're really not going to get started at that point because they don't have time to listen to what else going on in your life. And to have a prayer partner where they ask, how are you really doing? And then stopping and taking the time to listen is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a great experience for me.
Yes, I agree. Rachel shared some things about how our calls kind of go. It's funny, we have our scheduled time and we just start talking, and the next thing you know, we're talking about things that are pretty deep. I love that I have Rachel. If I'm struggling with something, you know, maybe some doubts, or am I understanding possibly what God's showing me? The amount of trust and how God's grown our relationship, I know she'll speak truth to me and she'll give me something to think about. And, you know, to where I can really question, am I thinking of this correctly? You know, she'll give me some verses to look at that will, you know, speak, you know, God's word to me that I need to look at. So the trust that I know she'll be very honest with me, open with me, and, you know, help me walk through a troubling time is just so valuable, and I cherish it very much. And, you know, when it speaks, when it tells us we're to speak truth into our brothers and sisters in love, I think I finally understand that because of this relationship with Rachel and how much it's grown. I just trust her to always lean into the Lord to help me walk through something that may be a little bit challenging. So I just wanted to add how important and how much it's grown for our relationship in that way.
Yes, like the scripture says, iron sharpens iron. That's mm-hmm. very much what I appreciate about our relationship is, and you do it in a way that it's not offensive at all. Like, and like I said, I'm also open to just direct, open honesty. So that helps. If a person isn't ready to hear the truth, then we're probably not going to benefit a whole lot from that accountability that a prayer partner offers.
Another thing I think is interesting, and, you know, Rachel, you can add to this if you would like. We'll start talking about something, and next thing you know, we're really deep in conversations about things that God has shown us, that maybe we're struggling with old wounds or something that we're not understanding about something from our childhood or past things that we believe, and why do we believe it, and just how God is in the middle of our conversation, how He gives us things or gives us something to say to the other, And that person's like, right. Oh my goodness, I've been wondering about that. And I've been praying about that. And God just utilizes us both, it seems, in those moments to bring out things that we still need to work on. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yes. Like just taking that time to be intentional with a prayer partner, things come out that maybe I didn't realize I was even struggling with, or yeah, God just reveals things during that time that we're talking. When we both share from our own lives, it speaks to the other person. It's definitely the Holy Spirit working, and it's pretty amazing.
I agree. Before we got on this call, Rachel and I were kind of chatting a little bit about what this looked like and how important it is to us, and you know how we pray that God protects this relationship and that kind of stuff. And we were both kind of amazed at how God put it together. Like Rachel said, we were doing a conference. We've actually done a couple conferences. We love her church. And we were like, well, who asked who? How did this become? And it was just kind of, God just put us together and we both just knew. And we just started our calls and just how important, Mike's always talking about it in his books and his radio shows and that kind of stuff, of how important it is to have a spiritual brother and sister to talk to help you walk, to
right.
call you out, and in love, of course, and just to help you see things a little bit clearer. And we don't even know, we couldn't come up with it. Oh, yeah, that was happening on this day at this time. We just connected. God just answered our prayers, because I speak to a lot of people, you know, like Rachel said, she has a lot of sisters in her church that she can talk to. And I talk to a lot of ladies. But God put Rachel in my life so we could just share everything. And I know she's never going to judge me. I know she truly cares about me. And just having that relationship and knowing that is just huge and such a blessing from the Lord. So we don't know how it came together. It just, God did it. Put it together.
I also feel like it's important, like Mike always says, to have that person, like, and in a marriage, it's ideal when the husband has a prayer partner and the wife has a prayer partner. It just eliminates the codependency more. And it's healthy for the wife to have someone to be sharing with so that she's not dumping on her husband all the time. Or I don't know. It just, it's really great. And having the right prayer partner is also praying about the right partner is also important, because if we're going to have someone that's just going to justify anything we say, or if we have bad behavior, if they're going to justify that, that's not really edifying or upbuilding. So I really appreciate the accountability that you offer, Sandy. That is great. Like, I welcome that into my life.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Rachel. I mean, when we have each other to speak into each other's life of, am I overreacting? Is this the enemy possibly whispering something into me that is not true? And we are blessed that we can speak to each other and say, maybe that's the enemy, or maybe you aren't thinking of that correctly. And how would it look if you looked at it this way or approached this way? Rachel has given me some great advice on how to even talk to my sons. You know, we'll just be chatting away and something will come up and she'll present something in a way that I'm like, oh my goodness, God just answered my prayer on how to talk to my son about this instant. And it's just amazing how God uses us to talk to each other and walk with each other so that we can, you know, get answers to questions we're struggling with and look at it differently, instead of it being somebody's doing something to hurt us or they're not paying attention, as she said, with the husband. Maybe the husband's distracted. Maybe the husband's doing under stress and, you know, talking to their prayer partner, they might be able to say, well, let's pray about this. Let's pray that God exposes if your husband's under stress, and that might be how he's why he's acting a certain way. And it's just great to kind of get away from the situation, the conversation with the husband or the child, and have a prayer partner to bounce it off of and look at it differently. Right?
Yeah. It helps us look at the bigger picture again, instead of like if we're focused on our situation, just having somebody to help me see the big picture in it and find hope again or is really powerful.
Exactly.
And we also, just recently when we were talking, we were also talking about the fact that a prayer partner, we can't become so dependent on a prayer partner that we're going to fall apart if the phone call isn't going to happen this week or something like that. Like, where we don't just depend on each other. We point each other to Christ. It's not us having an unhealthy dependence on each other, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes, it does. It does make a lot of sense. I mean, life happens. You know, we got vacations. We got summer. We got things going on. We got schedule changes, and it's just an awesome thing to say, knowing that I could say, hey, Rachel, I can't make today's call. Can we reschedule? And she doesn't get offended or upset or, you know, anything like that, saying, well, we have to talk today. But she can also at any time say, Sandy, do you got a few minutes? Or, you know, the SOS prayers that we send to each other. If we need to really talk, we have that kind of a relationship where it's like, hey,
right,
you got 10 minutes, let's talk. So I think that's huge. We've had that happen a few times, haven't we, Rachel?
Yeah, we have. And I cherish my phone calls with you. Like, I guard that time, my weekly schedule around that time. So, and I try to make sure that I'm not distracted during that time so that I can focus on what we're talking about and not be doing other things, because I do multitasking all the time. And a lot of times I do that when I'm on the phone. But my phone call with Sandy is priority. And I might fold laundry while I'm doing it, but not. I like to focus on what God is saying and speaking to me through our phone call and listening to what Sandy has to say. I very much guard that time and make sure that it works out, and pray about it too beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. It reminds me of the times that, you know, Mike talks about his accountability partner that he meets with every week. That is very intentional. He's intentional about making sure he has that call. He's intentional that he knows what they're going to talk about. I can honestly say, without even realizing we were doing it, I was doing the same thing. I was protecting that time, making sure,
right,
you know, no other calls were coming in or that my volumes were turned down so that I could focus on that time with you and that we're listening, because there's so many things I think God exposes in those calls, things that we didn't even really, we knew we were struggling with, but God just speaks to us through each other and his word. You know, there was one where you
and
were
sometimes
actually just watching. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, just that you were watching a podcast that was so dead on that I needed to hear, that you sent it to me, and it was just perfect timing. So God was using you to get that message to me. Yeah.
That's actually what I was getting ready to say. So often God has been working in my life with something similar to what you're dealing with or what you're having happen in your life, and we just connect in that way, which is really kind of amazing, because you're in Oklahoma and I'm in Missouri.
Right. Well, it just shows God knows what he's doing. you know, that we didn't even intentionally say, okay, this is going to be my prayer partner. He just kind of put us together. And it's just grown over the years to where, yes, we talk about our marriages. We talk about our children. We talk about our church. We talk about sometimes the world going on. We just everything. We are able to share and speak into each other. You know, if one of us is maybe, oh, that would be me, a little fearful and doubting, Rachel, you know, gives me some good solid foundation, scriptural, that I can lean back into, just a gentle reminder of who we are and what God made and how he's blessed us, you know, that he's always with us, but he's also put people in our path to be with us when we're getting a little wonky, right. I guess.
Yeah, often it's just a reminder for each other to trust God or maybe surrender someone or, yeah, when we already kind of know it in our hearts, and then to have the other person just voice it out loud helps me connect and just put the pieces together. And just, it's basically confirmation for what God has been telling me when Sandy says or asks the question that, and it clicks for me, and it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, God, I know what you've been trying to tell me.
Right? Yes. You know, that's a good point, too. A lot of times, you know, I'll be thinking I'm hearing God telling me something. Most of the time, I'm pretty sure when I hear God's voice. But every now and then, I'm like, And then Rachel and I will have a call. And, you know, just like she said, all of a sudden, it's like confirmation. It's like, okay, Lord, that was of you. I need to research this. I need to lean into this and grow in this area. So it's just amazing. I don't know. We pray all the time to...
Yeah, I would encourage anyone to... Go ahead.
Oh, no,
I was just going to say, I would encourage anyone to find a prayer partner if you don't have one, because it's very valuable. And if you're praying, God provides, that person will show up in your life somewhere. It might not be the way you expected.
I think we got a couple more minutes. If you could share anything besides praying for a prayer partner, what would you share with another sister who just, you know, might need this, and how would they look for it, or what are the benefits to it? I have a list, but I want to hear yours. So
for me, it's having that safe place to be able to bounce things off of someone and knowing that that person's not going to use it against me or judge me, but yet also I know that you're going to be speaking truth into my life. You care more about what God thinks than what Rachel thinks. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you are sold out for God more than me or any human, and I appreciate that. And so just the accountability, having someone to point me back to Christ when I'm not seeing things clearly or when things look big, it's very valuable. I definitely cherish our relationship, and just even in talking about it, it helps me to even appreciate it more and be more diligent in praying for our relationship so that nothing happens that could hinder our relationship. So I really appreciate you, Sandy.
Oh, Rachel, and you know I appreciate you. I thank you so much just for sharing. I agree. The foundation for a prayer partner is honesty, and definitely being of the Lord. All the things you said about me are duplicated back to you. We pray for each other constantly. We pray for each other on the calls. We know more through prayer, praying for each other's family. Just everything. It's just a blessing that God put us together, and that we have each other. And I am so very thankful. And I encourage anybody to listen to what Mike says, and hopefully you got some information from Rachel and I about how important this is to speak truth, to help somebody. God helps us to help others to see his truth and his way, and just trust in him that he's going to provide you with a prayer partner or accountability partner, however you want to call it, someone that is a believer in him to walk with so that you can grow and in your friendship. So I thank you so much, Rachel, for being on the show and sharing all this. And what an adventure it's been.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you,
Sandy. Do you want to be free?
Blazing Grace is a nonprofit international ministry for the sexually broken and the spouse. Please visit us at blazinggrace.org for information on Mike Janung's books, groups, counseling, or to have Mike speak at your organization. You can email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call our office in Chandler, Arizona at 719-888-5144. Again, visit us at blazinggrace.org. Email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call the office at 719-888-5144.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.